Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
You can now support Ghost Maps on Patreon and buy our official merchandise on Redbubble. Simply look for We Are Huntu or click the links in the description. Ghost Maps. Entry 40. Sabah, Malaysia. Rita's my second interviewee on this chilly, hungry ghost month evening. When she arrives at the coffee shop in Ubi, I'm struck by how deliberate she is. And that's the best way I can think of to describe it. She moves only when she absolutely needs to, and says only what she feels needs to be said. As we order our drinks, I worry this means I'll have to coax more information out of her. Soon, however, I realize that while she may not say much, every word she utters is incredibly well chosen. I point this out to her, and if she's surprised or amused, she certainly doesn't show it. Instead, she pauses for a moment, then explains that it's something she's learned over time. When you consciously avoid malicious entities, meticulous planning becomes second nature, she says. Rita has the third eye, the ability to see spirits and other supernatural creatures. It wasn't something she was born with, and certainly not something she seeked out. She was introduced to me by a mutual friend, who told me that I might be interested in the story behind her third eye. A story that dates back to Rita's childhood. I ask Rita if it's alright if I record our conversation, and she gives me only the slightest nod. I then place my recorder on the table and ask her to start from the beginning. Rita grew up in a sizable home in Kota Kinabalu, Sabah. It was a home that was built from the money her grandfather made through the family business. As a child, she wasn't entirely sure what that family business was, though. It seemed to have its fingers in everything, from manufacturing to shipping. Whatever the true nature of the business, however, it paid for the family's lavish lifestyle and the best education that money could buy. When Rita turned 15 in 2002, though, her father, who was her grandfather's eldest son, explained to her how their family gained their fortune. He told her that half a century ago, her grandfather had made a deal with an entity, a dark spirit, that could provide for her family nearly limitless financial gain. But there was a catch. The creature needed her grandfather to feed it several vials of Rita's father's blood every year during the Hungry Ghost Month. Pretty soon, Rita's grandfather would retire, and her father would take over the business. But that wasn't the only thing he would inherit, though. As the eldest child of the head of the company, Rita would have to give her blood to keep the entity happy. Her father, however, knew firsthand the kind of trauma that this ritual could inflict upon his beloved daughter. Emboldened by the fact that he had found religion, Rita's father was intent on breaking the cycle and freeing his family from the entity once and for all. This proved much more difficult than he had hoped, though. The entity lived in a cave in the middle of a jungle south of the city. Rita and her father made most of the trip in one of the family's jeeps, then trekked for about 3 kilometers through lush greenery. The directions to this cave were etched into Rita's father's memory, thanks to the sense of dread it had filled him with as a child. As Rita and her father grew closer to the cave, she felt that dread creeping up on her too. She noticed that the plants and trees now seemed to either be dead or dying. The ambient noise of the jungle, from the chittering of animals to the sound of the leaves rustling in the wind, had eerily gone quiet. Finally, reaching the cave, Rita's father braced himself with a deep breath, then yelled out, trying his best to keep his tone level.
"Come out! It's Benny's son!"
The silence that filled the air remained undisturbed for only a moment. From within the cave came a growling, almost like a cough. Rita could see nothing. The interior of the cave was hidden in shadows. Shadows that weren't so much made up of darkness, but the complete absence of light. It was from within those shadows that 2 gnarly old arms reached out hungrily. Her father instinctively pushed Rita behind him, then stepped forward and said that the deal would not continue. The old arms stopped reaching out, but seemed to shake with anger. For the first time since about a kilometer ago, wind rushed through the jungle, shaking the branches of the dead trees, filling the area with an ominous creaking. Rita gripped her father's shirt, terrified. A voice came from the shadows of the cave. It sounded like a very old and sick woman.
"Anda musti mumbayar. You must pay."
Rita's father said that he was fine with losing the fortune. The voice only laughed and wheezed. It told him that he would keep the wealth, but there was a heavier price. And somehow, deep inside her soul, Rita knew immediately that she had to be the one to pay it. As they walked out of the jungle, Rita started to notice eyes watching her from everywhere. Some of them were curious. Some were menacing. Most of them were glowing red. And all of them were completely inhuman. Rita was already frightened, but when she discovered that her father couldn't see what she saw, she started to panic. As they drove back to the city, she hyperventilated as she witnessed spirits roaming the roadside. Reaching the city, she cried and rocked back and forth as she was overwhelmed by all the creatures on every corner, on the roofs of buildings, crawling out of windows, and stalking unsuspecting people. Rita couldn't sleep that night, even with her parents by her side. She hadn't been able to clearly see what was hiding within the shadows of that cave. But she saw, in horrifying detail, every single creature that hid within the shadows of her room and her home. And they all saw her. She screamed and screamed until morning, when she finally lost her voice and collapsed from exhaustion. Rita's parents brought her to several specialists in Sabah and all around Malaysia. None of them could figure out how to close her third eye. Whatever had opened it, they all said, was more powerful than anything they had ever seen. Eventually, Rita's father learned of a man in Indonesia who might help. "He couldn't close my third eye either," Rita tells me. "But he taught me how to control it." It suddenly strikes me then why Rita is so deliberate with her movement and words. It's not a result of her steering clear of questionable locations. It's because she's constantly on guard to stop herself from seeing more than any one person should ever see. And in this month, when the spirits roam our world more freely, I couldn't even begin to imagine what she must be going through, no matter how much training she's had. I quietly observe her for a moment or two and start to notice that her left eye twitches every few seconds. I wonder what she's seeing, but then silently chastise myself. As much as I collect these stories, I don't ever want to see the world through Rita's eyes. I'm left with this thought as Rita leaves and I wait for my next interviewee to arrive.
If you want to discover more of Southeast Asia's other side, subscribe now and follow us on social media at We Are Hantu. You can also buy official merchandise on Redbubble and be one of our supporters on Patreon. Ghost Maps is recorded on Audio Technica mics.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.